Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio shows. This is the edition of Flashback Friday with our special guest, Vonsell Belcher, and she will be joining us really soon. I'm so excited about it. She's doing so many things, and I just can't wait to catch up with her. All right, we're going to go to the Word. The Word for the week, and I'm going to go back to Psalm 7th chapter, the 3rd through the 8th verse. And as it says, oh my goodness, where's my Bible? Okay, everybody got to get my Bible. All right, thought I had it with me, but I didn't. But that's okay. We're going to get the Word out there anyway. So let's just go to Job. I'm sorry. I'm all over the place. We're going to go to Psalms. First chapter, 4th verse. It says, hear me when I call, O Lord of my righteousness. Thy house enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayers. And that's what a lot of people are going through right now. That's why the Spirit led me to this particular verse. People are in, everybody I talk to seems to have a situation or issue or something that has come up that has set you back, or you felt like it set you back. But the Lord hears our cries in the middle of the night when we are distressed about things that happen to us. The Lord hears our cries when we be still and let him talk to us. It says here again, hear me when I call, O God, of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. That means that he becomes big when we're in distress. So we've been enlarged while we were in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayers. Definitely have mercy upon us, because we all fall short of the glory. And hear my prayers, because that is our desires of our heart. And the Bible says, if you delight yourself in the Lord, he will give you the desires of your heart. And delighting yourself in him is studying, reading a devotional, opening the Bible and finding a verse like I just did. He'll lead you to the verse he wants you to, because I gave you 3 verses before I actually got to the one that God wanted me to share with you. So I want everyone to think about it. Psalm 1st chapter, 4th chapter, 1st verse, and meditate on it. Ask God for wisdom when you pray, and ask him for guidance to unlock the mysteries in the Bible. And I am going to bring Ms. Vonsell. Lady Vonsell, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am fantastic. I've been looking forward to speaking with you. I know you're doing... Hey, anytime, because as I'm following you on the social media, I'm noticing that you've really been busy. Things have been picking up for you. Can you give us a little idea of some of the things that have been happening?
Well, as we speak now, I am currently in West Virginia to do a community outreach day tomorrow and a concert here on Sunday. I'm excited about my new project that's coming up in June. June the 20th will be my CD release for my phenomenal project, and I am excited about that.
I know you are. So June the 20th, we need to watch out for that date and watch out for you. Congratulations on your new project.
Well, thank you so much. And if anybody's in the Atlanta, Georgia area, or if you are not and you would like to come, the invite is out there on Facebook, or you can hit me up on social media, Lady Vonsell Belcher. But it's going to be June the 20th at 6 p.m. at the Faith Center in Tucker, Georgia. That's just right outside of Atlanta.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. So have you been doing a lot of appearances lately?
have been doing some. I've been doing some evangelist work, revivals, prayer breakfasts. And I thank God he blessed me to be able to move in different areas. Not as busy as I would like to be, but, you know, I thank God for what he is doing. But right now, trying to get the project out, of course, that takes up a lot of my time. But I'm looking for more ministry opportunities to come forth as time progresses.
Okay, you know, and you're always welcome here to whenever you want. You can just call in, and I'll just turn the show over to you and let you and let and let you do your thing.
Yeah, I feel so honored. I'm honored. Thank you so much. They said favor is not fair, but favor is fair when God gives you that favor with people. And I'm happy that somebody is watching and knowing that I'm trying the best I can to fulfill the mandate that God has put on my life.
Yes, and, you know, sometimes we feel like we're not as busy as we should be, but he's preparing us for what's to come. And when every time I play you in rotation or you call in or I talk to you, I always feel a sense of increase for you. And, you know, I get very excited as I see you posting things on your social media and trying to get that up and running. That I see from the outside, it really looks like you're really pulling it all together for this project.
I am doing my best, and thanks to my team and the volunteers. I mean, people just come on board and just say, well, we just, you know, we see you're working and you're striving. We are just trying to, you know, help you fulfill what God has called you to do. And I'm just grateful for people like those people and people like yourself and this platform that gives me the opportunity to express and let people in your listening audience know really what I am about and what I am doing.
All right. Getting the truth out there, getting the word out there. And I got a song that I'm going to play from you. This is I'll Stand. This, and, you know, you did this with Reverend Pastor R.L. Bush, correct?
Right. I'll Stand is done with Pastor R.L. Bush. We collaborated on that, and that's my first collaboration. And I tell you, it is an anointed song.
It is very anointed, and I'm not going to keep the audience waiting much longer to hear you actually do what you do. So, everyone, here we go. I'll Stand with Lady Lunsell and Pastor R.L. Bush.
A holy nation, a peculiar people.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm going to stand on your word. I'm going to stand on your word. I'm not going to look to the left, to the right. I'm not going to waver. I'm not going to worry about what the people say or what's going on around me. I'm just going to stand until your will, God, is clear in my life to me. Because why? I am a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation.
Amen.
And I'm just I'm just going to stand. Hey.
Hey, you know, and that song had me rocking and with chills because, you know, it ministered to my soul that, you know, that we need to stand on his word until his will is done. I have been telling people that we should need to be sitting still and get into the stillness of God so we can hear his direction. And we can find out what he wants for us in our life. But we need to stand.
As my pastor, the Faith Center Pastor Vincent Campbell says, close your eyes so you can see.
Ooh.
Sometimes we look and so at with the physical eye until we can't see with the spiritual eye. But if we close our physical eyes on the situation and lock into the spirit, I'm telling you, the presence of God is just right here, right now. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm regardless of the circumstance of the situation, I'm going to stand.
Yeah, and I'm going to do the same thing, too, because, you know, we do have trials and troubles. Doesn't matter if you're working in the kingdom or if you're not. We still have days that are filled with trouble. And the Bible tells us that, but he also says that he will take our burdens and make it light. All we have to do is stand and stay still. That's all we have to do is sit down somewhere and be still.
Right, and I want to encourage the listening audience. As my other single say, while you're standing, just know it's going to be all right. Whatever the situation or the circumstance, it's just all going to be all right. As a matter of fact, by faith, it's already all right, and I want you to latch on to that, believe that, trust that, and believe that tonight. Just believe it.
Amen, amen. And let's give them, you just set up the next song, which is All Right by you. That's wonderful. See how the Spirit works. You know, before I played the song, I forgot my Bible, and I was, you know, fumbling around here for the first couple of seconds before you came onto the show, and then I tell people, you see, because I was trying to do it in my will, but God pulled me back into his will, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I know everything's going to be all right, because he's still working out there, people. No matter what you see, he's still our God, and he still has everything in his control. So here's All Right by Lady Moncel Belcher. Here we go.
All right.
Hallelujah.
It's going to be all right.
Yeah, there's nothing that we have. Go ahead. I'm going to let you talk.
I say it's going to be all right. I just said it's going to be all right. I just believe it. I trust it, and I believe it's going to be all right.
Yes, it is. You know, just, if we just stand on the solid word and know that God is God, do you know who your Father is? A lot of times I tell people. So how can he never fail? So it can't do nothing but be all right. You know.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
No, my phone is breaking up. Go ahead.
I was saying that that particular single and also the one I'll Stand are available right now for download, right?
Yes, it's available on all your media outlets for downloads. Yes, they are. iTunes,
okay.
Amazon, just go out there and look for it.
Okay, everybody, I want you to definitely look for it. It's her last name is spelled V-O-N-C. C-I-L-E. I had my glasses on, you know, but I didn't have my bifocal line on the right place.
And they should look for Lady Von Seal, actually. Lady Von Seal Belcher across the board. If you go to the iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby, anywhere out there, look for Lady Von Seal Belcher.
Okay. All right, we got that straight. And I encourage everyone to go out and support the artists that are on the show. They are doing the work of the kingdom, stepping into the call on their lives. And it's up to us to support each other in the kingdom. And if this is something that moved you and you felt the spirit through the show tonight, definitely go down and download the songs. And then you have them without me talking. So, on your new project, have you collaborated with anyone else?
No, we just had one collaboration, and that was with Reverend R.L. Bush on this one. Well, I collaborated as far as writers on this one. My last three projects, I wrote all the songs on that project. But on this project,
wow.
I was led to collaborate with writers, so I have different writers, but only one other lead vocalist, and that was Pastor Bush. All Right was written by me, yours truly.
Really?
And the song I'll Stand was written by Anthony Darby out of Greenville, South Carolina. And the other songs that will come out on the project, I'm telling you, it's a power-packed project. Some praise and worship. It just has music across the board. It has something for everybody on this phenomenal project.
Well, I bet you it does, you know, and as we sit and listen to the type of quality music that we just played, I'm excited to hear the whole entire project because this is just a sample of you. You know, no matter how long we can make this interview, people will not get the fullness of you until they listen to your entire project.
And when they listen to the project, and then they will take it another level when they invite me to their city and see me live. That's when it's really going to take them to another level.
Yeah, I can imagine you live bringing down the house, bringing in the Lord, shuffling in the Holy Spirit. You know, I really, really feel that from you when you sing. Now, I listen to your songs and listen to the shows that I play your songs on, and it always gives me such comfort and such, you know, no matter what I'm going through for that day, it kind of puts things in perspective for me. And that's one of the things I like about your writing. I didn't know you wrote these songs, wrote that song, but It really ministers to someone's soul. So you had to go really deep.
I tell you, that song, I don't know how many more minutes we have, but that song came to me one day. Someone had hurt me really bad. It wasn't supposed to even be a part of the project, but when I wrote it, the Lord spoke to me and said, present it to the producers. I was sitting at my desk, and I was just crying. I was like, you know, why they do this to me? I don't deserve it. You know how we do. And God just began to get, I just started writing. I can't even remember writing a song, actually. But I know I wrote it. And I told the producer when I went to my second session, I said, I got this song. You have to hear it. You don't have to record it if you don't want to. But little did I know, it was the first single that dropped. All right.
Wow. All right. Wow. You just gave me a lot of background about that single that I didn't know. I didn't know you wrote it. I didn't know it was your first drop. And so, you know, may God continue to bless it and take it forward, because it speaks to the soul. And we love soul music on the Journey Home Outreach Ministry. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Lady Vonsell Belcher and Sister Poochie as we discuss her new project, her music, her calling on her life. Stick around. We got about 35 minutes left, and I want to play. It's not Christmas time, but it doesn't matter. I have to play a time to celebrate. I have to.
You blow my mind with that one. People love that song.
I have radio announcers
that uses the musical part just for their drops and for their, you know, when they talk and they play for their undertone. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Well, let's get this in here. This is a time to celebrate, everyone. And here we go.
Christmas in May.
Yes, we have a Christmas in May. but it doesn't erase that our Savior was born. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
I had to get you with that one. We were going to play that one without a doubt. That is such an uplifting song. You know, I was just tapping and getting into the spirit of that. And when I played it around the holidays, I got a lot of good feedback from the song. People really enjoyed it. You know, can they get this song on download?
So it's out there on all the media outlets. You can get it. Early Christmas shopping.
Yes, Google, everybody, Google, and you see Lady Mansell Belcher, and everything that she has will come up
on
her Twitter account.
At Lady Von 777, and everything else is Lady Mansell Belcher, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. Just type in Lady Mansell Belcher, and it will come up.
Okay, it's just that easy. We got about half an hour left of the show. I wanted to wrap up so we can go into our dance break. But is there anything else you want to share with the audience that we haven't touched on?
I would like to say to you, first of all, on this platform, thank you so much. And I would like to say to the audience, connect with me on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and if you are in the Atlanta, Georgia area or would like to come and be a part of my CD release, it's going to be June 20th. All the information is out there on the media outlets. Like my fan page, please, on Facebook, Lady Mansell Belcher, and connect with me and let me know that you heard me on this broadcast. The first person that inboxed me and let me know that you heard me on this broadcast will get a free copy of my new phenomenal project. And I do have the physical copies. West Virginia is doing a pre-release on Sunday, and I have the physical copies ready to go.
Okay, now that's for all your listening live, and you know we get a lot of people who listen later, but that's a good challenge. The first one will get a free CD. Can't get any better than that. That is so blessed. You know, I wanted to let you know that you bless this show. You know, all glory be to God for this format that we were able to have you on. So I want to thank you for being on the show, because without the artists, we do not exist. We exist only to promote you and your God-given talent. And you are a lady full of talent. And so God bless you, God keep you, and may He continue to bless all your efforts.
Thank you so much for this opportunity. Stay blessed, stay encouraged.
All right. Now, don't forget, everybody, first one to inbox gets the CD. And we're going to roll into the, and I will see you later on the social medias at Lady Mansell, as well as I can't wait till I can actually see you in person. So when you swing by the Midwest, let me know.
Thank you. I'm looking for that invite.
Okay, all right, looking for that invite, everybody. All right, I will talk to you soon, and you have a blessed evening.
Stay blessed, thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye. Oh, that was such a joy to talk to Lady Mansell, and don't forget to Google Lady Mansell Belcher to try to get the first CD of her new release project. You heard a couple of things that she does, and you can see it's all spirit filled. All right, it's time for the dance break, everyone. And we all know that what the dance break is about is 15 minutes of us praising the Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and focusing on them for about 15 minutes. And the other part of it is that we want to see how DJ Frankie Vibe is ministering to our soul. What exactly is he trying to say? Because this itself is his ministry. And now, everybody, with further ado, here is the dance break from DJ Frankie Vibe, flashing all back, way back to 2011. And here we go.
That's how the good Lord works. That's how the good Lord works. Good Lord. That's how the good Lord works. He works. That's how He works. That's how He works.
My question was the Lord. Somebody just stomp the feet. Will everybody just clap your hands? Somebody just stomp the feet. Will everybody just clap your hands? Somebody just stomp the feet. Will everybody just clap your hands? Somebody just stomp the feet. Will everybody just clap your hands? Somebody just stomp the feet. Will everybody just clap your hands? Somebody just stomp the feet. Will everybody just clap your hands? Somebody just stomp the feet. Will everybody just clap your hands? Somebody just stomp the feet. Will everybody just clap your hands? Somebody just stomp the feet. Will everybody just clap your hands? We'll be right back.
Sister Poochie's Gospel House Mix with DJ Frankie Vibe on the ones and twos. God bless you, everybody.
Definitely the reason why we sing, and if his eye is on the sparrow, you know he's watching out for us. All right, the reading for the week comes from Psalms, 4th chapter, 1st verse, and it says, "Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayers." Now, you can stand on that when things are going wrong. You can stand on other scriptures. You just have to stand still and let God be God and let him direct your steps. Now, the key to getting your steps directed is you need to listen. And so that's why you're standing still, so you can actually hear the voice of God and he can direct you into the path of all your blessings and all your righteousness. All right, everybody. Next up on the mic is Break Free with Project Oasis, and here we go.
Break free.
All right, everybody. That was Break Free by Project Oasis. See if we have time for another song. No, actually, we don't. Time is slipping away. But I do want to remind everyone that they're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio shows. This is the edition of Flashback Friday. We had a very special guest, Lady Vonsell Belcher. If you did not hear the first part of the show, go back. It was delightful to talk to her. She's a wonderful artist. We played some of her songs, and I think you would just have a good time. So definitely re-listen to this if you jumped in it in the middle. Also, I wanted to let you know that coming up for the month of June, June the 9th, will be Minister Kimberly Horvath's Clarifying Your Life section. June the 16th will be Frankie Vi's House of Inspiration. And June the 30th will be Y4C, Youth for Christ. And I will see you back on June the 5th for another edition of Flashback Friday. Well, everybody, don't forget the verse for the week, Psalms 4th chapter, first verse. I know at the beginning of the show I was flipping around because I forgot my Bible. And, you know, God will lead you to what he wants you to read, even though you think you're going to read something else, because I couldn't remember any verses until I actually had my hand on the Bible and opened it. And it is such a powerful little verse. It's only one verse, and it tells so much, and it touches on so many things that we need. Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayers. This is all the things that we want God to do, you know, wrapped up in that little verse. Hear our prayers. Have mercy on us. And he will, if we can just sit still and listen for his voice. You know, we should be having a personal relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ every single day. So spend some time with them to know them and definitely get to hear them. So we're going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here with How Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music. And I thank everybody for listening live. I thank those who are listening later. And their ministry really appreciates the support. All right, everybody. Until next Friday, I'm out of here. Here we go. How Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music.